Pasuk says by Bilam, the Yedeya Das Elyon. He knows the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zok to Gemara, Hash the Das Behemtula Aviyada. He didn't know the Das of his Behema. Das Elyon Aviyada, he knows the Das of the Ribbono Shel Olam. His own animal, he doesn't know the Das, but he knows the Das of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Ma'amai Das Behemta. What is this Das Behemta that he doesn't know? So the Ma'amai Amulei, he says, "My time lo yachafta susya." Why didn't you, they asked him, they asked Bilam, why don't you ride a horse? Why are you riding a donkey? Why don't you ride a horse? Why is a horse better? What? Yeah, he was a came to him. So why is a horse better?
Go faster, easier.
It's a mashal, says it goes faster. Tire?
Yeah, a horse is higher than a donkey.
Yeah, I don't know. Depends which horse, depends which donkey, I guess. But I don't know if it's higher. Yeah. But then it
Let's
goes
put
faster.
It this way. When
it's more traveling.
When the cavalry rides to war, they go on horses, not on donkeys.
Yeah, I mean, a donkey's like a truck. A horse is like a car. So why don't you ride on a horse?
Donkey's a behemoth or a chayim?
A behemoth.
Yeah. And a horse?
It says, you have a pigeon. What it said.
And what's a horse?
The behemoth we started.
It's also an animal.
I know it's an animal. So is it a chayim or a behemoth?
Behemoth.
Is it? So Amalu, Shadayli, Beretiva. I left my horse eating in the agam. It's eating grass.
Like a marsh.
Right. So Amrilei, they told him, Amrilei, no, the donkey said, Alay Anechia Sancha. Wait a minute, I'm your donkey. I go where you're traveling. And he said, Selatina Ba'alma. No, I only take it to carry. There's a donkey carries loads, the horse doesn't carry. So he says, so the donkey says, Asher Chavta Olay. What do you mean? I go with you, you take me to ride. So he says, "Akay ba'alma." Sometimes I don't normally take you. So donkey said, "Ma'ayt chadayem azeh." I take you. You've been taking me from the beginning till now. Not only that, al shani oisel lecha ma'isi ishes ba'alma. You treat me like a wife. Mizanu with me. We learned that yesterday. Ksivacha says here. How do we know that? Ksivacha asking his kanti. Over here it says that in the end of the pasuk. Over here the donkey said, asking his kanti. Ksivasam. But Eli said, "Kenas." But David the Melech, it says he needed a wife to warm him up. So you see that we use that lashon for a wife. In fact, the Gemara. So how can he didn't even know what to answer to the monkey, to the donkey, and he didn't know what the donkey's das was, and the Baruch Shalom's das he does know. How could that be? El Ma'avi Yedei Das Elyon. What does it mean? He knows the Baruch Shalom's das. Doesn't mean Avadi. Doesn't mean he doesn't know. He doesn't know the Baruch Shalom's das. What does it mean? He knew how to be mechaven the time the Baruch Hashem gets upset. You should know what Balak answered by it. What does that mean? My man, that's it. Hashem. You should just know how many tzedakas I did with you. So like you asked the call Isana Yamim may Bilam Yasha. I didn't get upset all those days that Bilam was gonna curse the Klal Yisrael. It's gonna be Mavar Klal Yisrael, curse the Klal Yisrael. So the Mali cast the call Isana Yamim for would have gotten upset all those days, like Nishtayim Sanayan Shall Yisrael saw to Palit. It wouldn't have left over for the enemies. Anything, which means it wouldn't be left off from Klal Yisrael. I was just like, no. That means if he would have been able to curse the time the Baruch Hashem gets upset that moment, then it would have been bitter for Klal Yisrael. I'm the commonly Bilam a Balak. This is what Bilam told the Balak. Ma akev lekav lekel kel zayim b'chol yoyim. The Baruch Hashem didn't get upset those days. The Baruch Hashem didn't get upset at all. I was like, the Mavakam zama. How long does the Baruch Hashem get upset? Rega, a moment. Rega ba'apei chayim b'tzayna. So you see the Baruch Hashem gets upset a moment. Now how much is a rega? Kameme, right? This is my bracha. It's rega kameme, as long as it takes to say it. That's how long the rega is. The Rebbe said
something about Tosafot
Tzuchim. Tosafot Tzuchim says a kasha. How long? How much could you be mekal already? And then in one rega.
Once you start.
So Tosafot says two truths.
Never thought.
Kalem.
Kalem. Or
once you began.
Once you start, that helps us with Zman Krishma. Yeah. And once you start in the right moment, then already it's chal that it's going to be for the rest of it.
It should be just the opposite. You may have started, but Hashem, but you need the end, and Hashem by then is not angry.
Well, okay, no, but you started, you got your foot in there. Iba Yisena, Leich Ami Boy B'Chaderecha, B'Sager Dalasecha, Ba'adcha Chavi, Kemat Rega Adav Zan. You see, like a rega, wait a rega till the zam goes away, till the kas goes away. Zakti my Amos Rosach. When does the Baruch Hashem get upset? Bitlash Shoy Kamaisa. Within the first 3 hours. We'll see the Gemara later why after the first 3 hours. Ki Chavra Kabalta the Tarnagola. When it gets white, the Kabalta of the Tarnagola. What's the Kabalta?
The comb.
Right. So when that turns white. The more effective, more call shaita to shaita nami. What?
On the forehead of the
tarnagel. Oh, the tarnagel. Yeah. The more call shaita to is bei. Let's skip. Call shaita nami chavar. It's always white. It doesn't just. It's not just one moment that it's white. The more call shaita is bei siruke simuki. Well, every moment there is red lines. He shaita less bei siruke simuki. That moment that Baruch Hashem gets upset, it's only white. Interesting, normally white is a sign for kapar, is a sign not for kas. And in Kippur it's a sign here, yeah, but for ket, the Baruch Hashem gets upset.
Because when Hashem gets upset, all the roosters across the world become white.
It's so quick that you're not going to realize it. Yeah.
My rega.
No, it's either rega or the other madam says that's one of the
it doesn't help you to sim it, it's already too late.
It's that moment, it's, yeah.
So you have to see it before.
We'll
it
see, the Gemara has a ma'isa. Him, you know. There was this apikaris that was from the neighborhood of Shuban Levi. That it was bothering him a lot. So Shuban Levi wanted to get this person. So Yom Echad Nakatal Magalta. He grabbed it, he took a Tanagal, and he tied it to his bed. And he sat there, Amar Kimate Shaita, when I see that moment that the Tanagal turns white, I'll tie you, I'll curse this mint, this apikaris.
No, there's another Eitzah. You could just curse the half hour continuously.
It was 3 hours.
You don't
have to be mechavim. It was 3 hours.
No, because it's when the Malachim get up.
It's 3 hours. So, the first, so from the first 3 hours.
You can figure it out within a half hour.
Right, you wanted to avoid it. Klasha, yeah.
You didn't want to curse 3 hours.
Okay, yeah.
Klasha means at the end of the 3 hours. No. The whole 3 hours.
No, but Klasha, come on, it's the first 3 hours. So, Kimata Hu Shaita. When that second happened, Nimnaim, he fell asleep. It's not the normal way to do something. It's not the right way. Even if Happy Kersim, you shouldn't do this. When does this happen? When the sun shines. And the kings put their thrones on top of their heads.
The crowns.
And Mishtachim L'chamo, and they bow down to the sun. Miyad Kayas. Then the Baruch Hashem gets upset. So that's the rega of Kas. Okay.
When the sun comes up?
Yeah, when they wake up, it gets
it. The sun's been up a while, but what? No, it's not, they're not up. As soon as they get up.
They get up within the first 3 hours. That was David HaMelech.
So. Mishtachim get up later, four.
The third hour.
The third.
Right, but they can wake up for early already. We've been saying that. And David HaMelech says he woke up before all the Malachim. Yeah.
Exactly. Shouldn't
we
say slichas in the beginning of the
day? Why not?
Right?
Try.
The time of
Kass,
or...
No, we say before. We're supposed to say before
the Shema Yisrael. That's why it's better
to say it at night. No. It's better to say it earlier, before the...
Yeah. Bachatos is the best thing. So some people say Slichus Bechatzot.
No, it's better to say before after that. Zogt gemar vayt. It says in Pasuk vayakum bilam vabayke vayach vishas asayne. Tanum v'shim v'shim v'lazim. Ahava mevatelas shura shal gedoyla. The Ava love is mevatel the shura of shal gedoyla. Rashi says he himself took care of the donkey of his asayne. Mavram, where do you see that? Achsiv v'yashkim Avram vabayke. He himself, he had such Ava to do the mitzvah, to run and do the mitzvah, that he himself went ahead and did it. The Masha argues in Rashi. He says, doesn't say any place in this Gemara that the Gemara should have been more mayach that he went and the Yachvash is a son. It doesn't, it's not much, but that's the dogish. He says it's more mistaba than it means that he was mizaris. Right away, he did it right away. But Yashkim Avram. Okay? What? It means he didn't worry about his own godless. He just ran and did it.
Yeah, but so Vayakov doesn't necessarily mean like Vayashkin got up early. He got up in the morning.
See,
but the point is, Vayakov says Sasano. That's
Rashi. That's Masha Agus. Sinem v'tel ha-shura shal gedula. Where's that me Bilam? Shenema v'yakam Bilam ba-boyke. He woke up in the morning. Vayakov says Sasano. Am avi yudam rav. Lo'olam yasek adam b'tayo v'mitzvah. I feel the Shalei Lishma, you should try to do as much as you can, even if it's Shalei Lishma. Shemitach Shalei Lishma, Baal Lishma. Where do we know that? Shebeschah Abohem V'shtayim Kabonis. Shehikiv Balak. The Schah of 42 Kabonis that Balak was Makiv. Zachav Yatsim and Rus. Now Balak had no intention to go ahead and to do it Lishma. But since he did it, so Zachav and Rus. Now what's Shalei Lishma, Baal Lishma? When you're doing a Shalei Lishma, when you're doing some Shalei Lishma, you're trying to get to Lishma, but you're doing it now for Kavod. You're learning it now because you want something out of it.
What, so what did Balak do?
What was the...
He bought 7 plus 7 times 3.
When?
By the time when Bilam was there. It was a bar klai yourself. So afterwards he bought Kabanis. So...
Why?
His intentions were bad. It wasn't good intentions, not just Shalei Shema. We know that if you learn Lekanta, then you don't say Mitech Shalei Shema, Baal Shema. That's the kasha, which sometimes you see. Sometimes you see that it's not good to learn Shalei Shema. Sometimes it says, yeah, if you're learning just to get someone, like to show you Tam Chacham and to be not to,
no,
to,
no,
to
no,
try to.
Lekanta means to put some other people down.
1 second.
So that's
Avera. It means that. That you're learning just to prove a point for cats. Like the liberals, they learn just to, you know, get, you know, they try to have ideas to try to get someone else. So that's the Kanta. So over there we tell you that's awesome, that you don't say B'tach Shalei Shema, Baal Shema. So his intentions here were not, if anything, more the Kanta than anything else. They weren't for any benefit. Yeah, to his guy, whatever, yeah. That's what I'm saying, what's the dimming behind?
The current thing,
it
wouldn't just
the current thing. Yeah. I don't know, I didn't
say it's way worse than the Kanta, no?
The Kanta is very bad. The Kanta means that you're learning Torah, not the same Torah, b'chlal. Normally you're learning Torah, but you want to get
even
some
worse.
Covered.
Yeah, you're trying to hurt somebody.
The Kanta, that's the Kanta is also really.
But he meant to bring Kabbalahs. What's the right from here? He meant to bring Kabbalahs, so why is it
to Hashem? Him?
Yeah,
to Hashem?
Yeah. Who do you think is bringing it to?
I think it's right, how bad the Kanta is.
Yeah.
What?
No, could be, but why was he bringing it? What do you want?
He wants Hashem to do something bad. But still, he brought Kabbalahs to Hashem.
See, but he was more Lakanta. I would look at that Lakanta.
Lakanta means you're not learning.
You are learning. You're just learning. You have a different cheshbon. Why is Lakanta?
He wants to
get. He wants to do bad. He's not. He wasn't looking to come. Okay, I want to end up doing l'shem zevach, l'shem Hashem, l'shem yotzel, l'shem this.
He's asking me, I'm giving you something to help me. So that's a
lishma.
You want that?
No, but that means not matar, not for your matar of a
chal. Wasn't the matar to be able to curse the Eden?
It was.
Okay, so what, isn't that clear?
I don't know if that's called a counter, just because it's not what
it's worse than a counter.
What karban is to Hashem and what
to be mephias Hashem? No?
He was bringing it to whoever's going to help him to curse the Eden, whatever it was. It wasn't not to Hashem, it was whatever. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yaisi. No, it's just a vise how bad Lakanta is, and this is it.
Who told women don't talk to women?
A Torah and no sense.
So maybe that's bad, that he didn't know what he was doing. He was following instructions. Play the Shema.
No, but he wasn't looking to come. Yeah? Okay.
But who was the Baal Shema here? It's the sentence. By him, he didn't have any Shema. And he never came with Shema by him.
No.
By Bilam.
No,
it's not. What?
It wasn't even coming from him.
So you see that what, if the sentence do it, it's also called Shema. It's also called Ba.
Yeah, it's another thing. It's what
Shaykh
is
Bo
Lishma. It's another
kasha. No, in Echanamim. He didn't come Lishma. But the Pshad is, no, not that the sentence came Lishma.
Because if it's Lishma and therefore it's Chos.
Right, you get Chosim. If you die young and you learn totally Shalei Lishma, you'll still get the Chosim because it could get you to Lishma. You'll get the Chosim Shalei Lishma. It doesn't mean that you have to do Lishma. Most people, Moshe said no one ever learns Lishma.
But
it was impossible.
It's a
Shema Torah. No, Lishma, Lishem Hashem. You're learning because you want to become Talmud Chacham. So that's not Lishma.
But it sounds like you should, only reason you're allowed to be Shalei
Lishma
is because Shema
Torah, Shalei
Lishma, Ba Lishma. Because you will eventually,
right.
Inevitably.
Right, but even if you don't get it.
It's on its
not anything.
It can't be bad.
It can't be bad. I'm saying, yeah, okay, that's, you're touching up the thing, but I'm saying, but
according to what he's saying, you get no schar for what you're doing.
Right, he's saying very bad. That's pretty scary.
All right,
that's
I'm out. If that's the case, I'm out.
No, you boy, you're more than most people. The Baal Bas learns more Lishma than most people. Yeah. The what? Oh. Yeah.
Lishma.
Amar b'yaisi ba'ahuna. Ruz biter shal egline ben b'nai shal balak. Melech Mayer v'aisa. That's what Ruz was. You see, they came from Melech Mayer. Amli Rabbi Rabbi Bar Mori Ksiv Yeteve Likim Hashem Shloimei Mishmach.
The Gemara says like everyone stood up to the head of Hashem, so everybody had their own schos. That's how it works.
Amli Rabbi Rabbi Bar Mori Ksiv Yeteve Likim Hashem Shloimei Mishmach. V'yigdel es kisay mikisecha. They told David that Shloimei is going to be greater than you. V'yigdel es kisay mikisecha. Are you chalim? Maybe the Malkach. Is this normal? Is this the normal way to tell the Melech? Your son's going to be greater than you? It doesn't mean greater. It means he'll be like you. Me'en of you. If you won't say this, it says, Tevayach Nashim Yal, Eishas Cheva Akeinim, and Nashim Ba'el Tevayach. And we said, Nashim Yal is going to be greater than the Nashim Oil. Who's that? Nashim Oil Manin. Who's that? Sar Rivka Rachel V'Leah. Is it normal to say that Yal is going to be greater than the Yimoyos? Elam Me'en Kama just means Me'en. Achanami me'en kama just means me'en of Shleim is going to be me'en of his father. Person jealous of everyone, chutz mebnoi v'talmida, except from his son and his Talmud. B'noi mishleim, like we just said, that they told David that your son's going to be greater than you, and that's okay with him. V'talmida, you're never jealous of your son. V'talmida, from a Talmud, he's saying, v'hino pishnayim b'ruchacha elai. They told Elisha you're going to be twice greater than Eliyahu. Elisha's going to be greater than you. But he's saying, "If Yismach is Yad of all of Yitzavei," Rabbi Hashem told that Moshe that he should just lean one hand Yadcha on Yeshua, and Moshe leaned two hands.
Why? Because he wanted.
Yeah, he didn't care to be greater than him. Forget. The Rebbe's not jealous of his Talmud, and the father's not jealous of his son.
But it seems like the reason why a person's not jealous, the svar is that you're proud of it.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a shtickle of selfish reasons, not like.
Oh, it could be. Right, for care. But
so you're proud of your Talmud, you're proud of your child. It's your handwork. Right, it's a reflection of you.
Yeah, and so. No, Vali, you're right. I'm saying, but Lamaisa, a person's masking to it. Everything is you. Half the people do chesed, all for them. Why do they need a guest to come to you? Let them go to someone else. You care about the person. This guy turns to come to this, the andra. That is, you care about yourself. Right?
Okay, go to the next person.
No, I'm just saying, most of the time, guys on the spa.
It doesn't work by my
mom. He wants his tish. I feel that Yanazal is a man.
Malachim Hashem, it doesn't work by. Because it's only by a mensch that's like that. But Rabbi Rush, it's not like that. He doesn't want his kid to be. He doesn't have kal hanah from his kid.
Okay.
And so even though by Avimelech gave him four generations, we learn out by Tayr and Rav with you know, for Yigim or Midas, but nevertheless, a Rosh is not good by him, but the kid has more.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not saying not to do chesed, I mean, I'm just telling you, but realize that most of the time it's for the mental mind. Mayasem dava b'pi bila. The Rebbe put something in the mouth of Bila. I'm a malach. He sent a malach with him to make sure that he's not going to curse Klal Yisrael. Rebbe Yisrael, I'm a chakei. Right, a hook that you catch a fish with. Because he put the hook in the mouth of Bila. He didn't let him curse. From the bracha of that Rasha of Bilam, you see what he really intended, what he wanted to go ahead and curse. He wanted to say Shloim Batek Mesias Batek Medrashas. Klai Yisrael shouldn't have any more Bes Medrash. How do you know that? It says Matayv Alecha Yaakov, and that's a Bes Medrash.
So what's that got to do with Bilam?
This is what he said. This is Matayv Alecha Yaakov.
Reverse what he wanted to say. So what's the reverse?
Leitisha Shechina Ale. He didn't want that the Shechina should be on them. And it says, like it says in Mishkan Sechi Yisrael, the Shechina should be on the Klal Yisrael. Leitei Malchuson Nimsheches. The Malchus shouldn't be Nimshech, shouldn't continue. Can I call him Natoyu? He said that the continuation. Leitei Halem Zaysim Kramim. We shouldn't have vineyards. Kiganis Alino. Kiganis, like Kigan, Alino. They shouldn't have a smell. What type of smell? Rashi says in mitzvahs, like it says, "Ka'olam nita Hashem." Then lo yehi malachim balei kaima. They shouldn't have malachim, chashav malachim. And like it says, "Karyozim alimayim," like ash trees. Lo yehi melech ben melech. It shouldn't go over from generation to generation. He's a mayim idalia, the water coming out of its bleat. Leitei machusim shalatas b'umas. The Malchus shouldn't be shedded in other nations. Mizayim b'mayim rabim. What he said in Pesach, Mizayim b'mayim rabim, on many waters. Any place. Like the Azim Malchusam, shouldn't be strong. Like it says, V'yorim ma'agag malka. Like the Amos Malchusam, they shouldn't have Amos and Malchus. But the Nosim Malchusam, everything was the other opposite way. Amar Baba, Bekana, Kulam Chazu L'Klala, they all returned back to Klala. All the brachas in Klala. Chutz Mibatik Nesiyas and Batim Adrashas. Except for the Batim Mesias, that stayed with us. It's the only thing that we have left. Shneim v'yapich Hashem alikecha l'cha es haklala l'bracha. Kehevcha Hashem alikecha klala v'loy klalas. Hashem likes you from one klala, which means there's only one klala that didn't turn over. The klala was this Batim Mesias, Batim Medrashas.
He said a klala, he said brachas.
But they all turned into klalas.
It says they turned klala to bracha.
Now that's what originally happened.
Hashem said Hashem was mahapech the klal lebracha.
That was what he did originally. All that what we just said, but then it turned
so it
back.
In his mind, you mean?
Right.
From what he was thinking.
Right. Amar Shmuel ben Achmani Amar Yitzchak Chsiv Ne'emanim Pitzei Oyev V'Natayos Neshikas Senu. What does that mean? Tayv laklala shekilo lachia shilani Etz Yisrael. It's better the klala that achia shilani Kris Klal Yisrael Yosef Bracha. Shabicham Bilam Yerasha, better than the bracha that Bilam gave on bench Klal Yisrael. Achir Shlani Kil Les Yisrael, Achir Shlani Kirs Klal Yisrael B'Kana. It should be like a Kana. What's a Kana?
Reed.
A weed. Reeds, right?
Reed.
Shanema V'Hika Hashem Es Yisrael. Kasha Yonu Da Kana B'Mayim. Just like a Kana is in water. That's how the bunch of Shahit Klal Yisrael. Now what is that? My Kana is in Mokai Mayim. The Kana stands in water. Begiz Ay Machlev. Even though after it gets cut, it returns, which means it grows back. There are many roots, but even though all the winds blow, it doesn't uproot itself. It goes together with the wind. It's very soft, so it goes together with the wind. Once the ruchai stop, the kana stays in its place. It goes. It doesn't leave. Avabilam Rasha Bircham Be'eres. Bilam Rasha gave them a bracha to be an erez tree. Ma'er zeh ena mokem mayim doesn't stand in water. Mishrasha muatim, its roots are few. then gizeh ma'achav, it doesn't grow back if you cut it down. And I feel the kol yuchas shabayim boys v'noishes by all the winds blow. It doesn't move. But kibun shenosh by ruach dreimus. Once the ruach dreimus, a real strong wind comes, miyadek rasa, it falls down. It's aikrit v'ayfchase apanav, it falls on its face. V'loyayid al shazacha kana lita menikum eslichta menesifetayah. A kana reed is used for a komas to write a sefetayah. So you see that Bilam's kalak bracha, which is why Kla Yisrael should be like an ash tree, still that doesn't work, and that's worse than Achir Shalani's klala that said that Kla Yisrael should be like a kalak.
I will say Shukar was not written with a komas.